Section 11, Sonoran Desert Dwellers. This section of the insect zoo covers an 8-foot-long wall plus the short caps where the corners are cut at an angle. 5 enclosures and a ledge below span the section. This section focuses on desert arthropods, which have different adaptations to handle the special challenges of heat, water shortages, and evaporation. For example, by having waxy coatings that keep in water or being active only at night. The set of 5 enclosures are separated by clear panes and mimic a desert scene, ground covered in sand and rocks with cactus, dead wood, and animal bones in some. Hiding is a way some desert arthropods avoid the heat, and many of the resident arthropods hide under or near objects in their enclosure. Text and photos on the ledge provide more information about each resident. The rightmost enclosure, seen from panes around the right side corner and the first foot of the main wall, contains a dark brown and reddish-tan centipede with a flattened, segmented body with one pair of legs extending to the sides from each segment behind the head. The second enclosure, to the left, is 2 feet wide and contains a vingaroon with a dark, stout, rounded body and a wire-thin, tail-like structure almost as long as the body itself. The center enclosure, 2 feet wide, contains 2 types of darkling beetles and occasionally velvet ants. The larger beetle species is about 3 centimeters long with a black, smooth exterior. The smaller species is about 2 centimeters long and is usually a dusty, bluish-gray color with a rougher exterior with lines of tiny raised dots. Both have a small head and rounded thorax from which hardened wings fold back over the rest of the body, giving it a domed appearance. The velvet ants look like large black furry ants with a patch of red fur on the abdomen and are actually wasps. The next enclosure to the left, 2 feet wide, contains a tarantula, its tan and brown body covered in light hairs, which often hides its burrow, a tunnel that leads down along the glass, ending in a rounded space. The last enclosure, the last foot of the main wall and continuing around the corner, contains a brown and tan scorpion, about 10 centimeters long. The next section is across the hall. From the left corner of this section, turn to face the opposite direction and walk forward about 7 feet to the rainforest entrance, where the floor changes from carpeting to smooth concrete.